Hiya. Oh, you all can hear me. I have got a word for today, and the word is trust. Trust is quite a word for things that are happening around us today, around us during this time and this moment, what we put our confidence in. Now, if you listen to the media and everything, hand sanitizer we must trust in, hand washing 20 seconds all the places, do it to happy birthday I believe, but do you put your trust in that? Isolation, social distancing, the wife's over there. Clapping hands on Thursday. The government's decisions. Many, many things have been chucked in the pot, and our outward lives are very different from this time last year. But our trust, in big letters, trust, should always remain with God. What circumstances cause us to look for something to trust in? In most cases, I think it's fear. Fear of something we cannot control or predict. You may be thinking, well, I'm not a very fearful person, so why should fear come into trust? So maybe if I change the wording, lack of security, a weakness. But then am I just fishing with other words which we might easily relate to? But basically, it all boils down to fear. Like I say, it might be a word we don't like, and it might not be a word that we associate with trust. But I think that is the root for which we look from to trusting in something. The pandemic, I can't say that word very well, that we're in at the moment strikes fear. When we think of times that have gone by prior to this, do we think of times with lack of fear? And in these times, prior to this pandemic, did it cause complacency? Our life this time last year, was it in fear? Now, you might say quite easily to that, well, no, it wasn't, Steve. This time last year, I wasn't in fear. Like us to look at one verse now in Exodus 14, verse 31. It says there, and when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and Moses his servant. Now I'm not saying in any ways whatsoever that God has sent COVID-19. But in this particular verse, we see one thing brought into the equation prior to trust, and that is fear. The people feared the Lord. Is fearing God something we do? Maybe not. Is our God different from when this passage was written? Has God changed from then to now? Let us jump right back to the beginning of Scripture, to what we know. Adam and Eve. In Genesis 3, verses 8 and 10, then man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he walked in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I'm here." He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." He was afraid. He was in fear. So that is God at the beginning of time. A man was in fear of God. So let's look to the end of Scripture to see if God has changed. After all, we're now living in the New Testament. So let's go right to the end of the New Testament, to Revelations, where John wrote in Revelations 1, verses 17 to 18, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though I was dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now, look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.'" So in this vision, again, we see fear in front of the Lord our God. He was afraid, in fear, of our Father God. The same God in the beginning, the same God at the end. God, the first and the last. It may be now that in the time prior to this COVID-19, or this time last year, say for an illustration, our perception of God is a bit too fluffy. Have we made our God into a nicety? Into a nice God? A God not to be afraid of? Should we adopt the view as these scriptures portray our God? If you remember when I started, I said today's word was trust. And I think of trust is like a bridge. A bridge to allow us to get over a situation. from one side to another. A little bit like what a bridge does in our society. It allows us to travel from one side of a bridge, which might be, say, at a river, to the other side of the river with relative ease, relative safety, something which we can, in earthly terms, put our trust in to get us from A to B. But the trust I'm speaking of tonight is something which is greater. Something which will not fail. You see these great floods that take place in different places around the world. And as the river swells, that bridge which offered a passage from one side to the other suddenly disappears in the river swelling, and the bridge has failed. The bridge is no longer offering that token of trust to get what from one place to another. The trust I'm speaking tonight of is something which will not fail. In Psalms 13 verse 5, it says, "But I trust in you, unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation." It is what we need, an unfailing salvation. Our reliance, our trust needs to be in God and God alone. So when should the trust, this reliance, happen? What circumstances should we wait for? How should we determine when we're in, say, for example, a dark place, a time of need, a time of passage from one place to another, a tragedy? Again, this may be where we can fall short, where prior to, say, for example, this time last year, our trust might have been lacking. After all, were we in the good times? Were we in the happy times? In Psalm 62 verse 8, it says these words, "Trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to him. For God is our refuge." Scripture clearly gives us the answer to our guidance on trust. Where, when, how, and why? Trust to be our fear is the security we need, the means of passage, the strength in Almighty God, the refuge which is our trust. My last scripture I want to turn to is in Jeremiah 17 verse 7. And it says there that blessed is the one who trusts the Lord, whose confidence is in him. The Lord our God, the one in whom we fear, right from the beginning of Scripture to the end of Scripture. Our Father God hasn't changed. Our Father God, which we trust in, which overcomes all, a trust in an awesome, in a mighty, in an all-powerful God, in whom we should fear. But know this, know that in that God, that in that God we call Daddy, that in that God that we call Father, that in that God that is God over all situations, He is mighty in strength. And He spans the bridge that we stand on. He spans the solid ground in which we can claim victory. He is in whom we can trust and how we can reach salvation and how we can too meet our God, the living Father, and have a perfect relationship with a mighty God. God in all, the Alpha, the beginning, as we read in Genesis, the Omega, the end, as we read in Revelation, the mighty God, our God in which we should fear, but also know that our trust is built in Him, our strong and firm foundation. Amen.